Okay, let's open Bible, Roman chapter 13. New Testament, page 257, Roman chapter 13, from verse from 11. Okay, let's read together. Roman chapter 13 from verse 11. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in the revelry and drunkenness, not in the lasciviousness and lewdness, not in strife and envy. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its laws. Okay. This is the first week of the new year. I'd like to greeting to you. Happy New Year. How are you? But I think it's not right word for the born-again Christians, because we already have received everything from God, which is enormous blessing from the God. I think little feel awkward to hear Happy New Year from somebody else's, because we are the one who received eternal blessing from the God. Romans chapter 8 says here, Romans chapter 8 verse 32 says here, He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So as it is, God has given us many graces, and also there's a thing that God tried to endow us, is that the blessings. Well, you will not be able to receive the blessings even if you ask for the God. But when you do something that is a bad thing, then you will be able to receive the blessing from the God. Well, Bible says here, if you do something for the God, then you will be blessed. So when you do something, then you will be blessed by God. When you obey to the God and listen to the God, then you will receive the promise that God has already told you through the Bible. I feel like an arrow that last year has just gone off, and now we are facing a new year. But the time that God has allowed us is very much precious, I think. So we should deeply think about this, because God, Jesus Christ, will be here in the earth by this year. maybe someone who will see the Jesus Christ earlier before his coming, because there are a few brothers and sisters who already went to the kingdom of heaven. I believe Jesus Christ will come here, or maybe we will see him. We will not be able to know what will become, what will happen this year. We can't expect anything what will happen for coming this year. There will be many changes, and there will be many differences to happen in our life. But what I hope is we should not commit any unjust things or unrighteous things. I hope that everyone will commit, you know, things that is blessing to the God, things that is worthwhile doing for the Lord. We always have a kind of a winter retreat before we having the New Year in Seoul Church. We had a winter retreat in Seoul Church and Gwangju Church. In Gwangju Church, actually, we had it for the grown-ups, and we had a winter retreat in Seoul Church for the youth people. In Gwangju, there were about like 8,000 people. And here, maybe 4,500 people came in, and also there were many middle school year students. And I know that there are still many people who were absent there. We expected that, you know, it would be much trouble if there came more than expected people. So we actually counted the number of the people ahead of winter retreat, so we can figure out how many people were coming. But whether their herd is together or not, but what we believe is even if they are not here, we believe they are all together. They all stay together with us. But you know, unbelievers do many parties for their joyful life, but and then they get together because of their desire. But we born again Christians have the same hopes and same living purpose. So we combine those heart together, and we get together, and we swore ourselves that we will live on behalf of the Jesus Christ, and that's why we get together and spend precious time there. I think the fact that we can get together is very important. God actually called the people from all over the world, and also God has actually saved us and called us from all over the world. According to Psalm, it says here, you know, God has redeemed us and He called us together. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2, it says here, born again Christians will get together before the God, before the Lord, and also the former believers and or ministries, and also the unknowns, you know, born again Christians get together, and I think it will be the largest congregations when these all born again Christians get together in at one place. Well, many people has been denied Jesus Christ, even the selected Israelites, and also his lovely, his beloved disciples. Actually, they all denied Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ says, if one drops off the cross, die, then it will bear another. So, as it says, you know, he sacrificed himself, and he delivered God's spells, and he made streams of people to be born again. Revelation chapter 7, it says here, well, you know, all kinds of the peoples and sects and all kinds of the people will get together and have one unity, and that's what it says here. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, and standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands. So, as it is, you know, people would get together and stand before the Holy Jesus Christ. So we all should obey to the God and do the discharge the duties that God has given to you, and also you should have. You should make up your mind that you will sacrifice yourself fully on behalf of the Jesus Christ. Well, this retreat was very much graceful and gave us a lot of lessons and gave us a great positive impact on us to live righteously for the Lord, and gave us a kind of big promise that we can live on behalf of Jesus Christ. Now we believe that we should live, that we will not be shameful, and all, but rather we can be praised by God. I hope that those kind of heart that you made up your mind will not be changed. And when we stand before God, and until we see the Jesus Christ, until the day we see the Jesus Christ, I hope Your people's hurt will not be changed. Now, we are at the point of in the middle of the starting a new year, and so I try to look for the word that we can have some lessons that we could make up our mind newly. Let's go back to Romans chapter 13. Verse 11, and do this knowing the time, that now it is a high time to wake out of sleep. Now I believe the time is coming. It says here, and do this not knowing the time, that now it is a high time to wake out of sleep. For all nations and households, and also people by themselves, I believe they have very important times. I think it's very also important that how we can figure out the proper time of our life. I believe we should wisely know if you know the time that is which is the proper time for you, then you will be able to live good life. For born-again Christians also should know how we can use the time that God has given us. But when you take a look on the Bibles, you know, their Bible is always describing and telling us that there is always time limitations, and there is a period which the times start and end. So there is also the plans and purpose from the God. So that's why we learn about the beginning of the world and end of the world from Genesis to the revolutions throughout the Bible, and we will be able to figure out the plan of the God that he will make the history. Now we'll be able to know the time. Now the time is actually running by the God's plan, and we should know where we are. We should know where at what time we're living at. You know, the farmers actually know that when to harvest the crops. Well, when we harvest the crop, if they get lazy on it or lay back on, then they will be able to ruin their crops. As it is, born again Christians also should know the proper time, the right times. Israel rights is actually taken by the God, and they were actually discriminated from the people, other peoples. But let's go to Luke chapter 12, verse 54. Luke chapter 12, verse 54. Then he also said to the multitudes, when you see a crowd rising out of the rest, immediately you say, our shower is coming, and so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be hot weather, and there is. Hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it you do not discern this time? So this is actually the word from the Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is saying those people, they're hypocrites, the people who are Israelites actually. When you see the south wind blow, then you will be hot weather. Now the forecasting system actually has been developed further, and they can discern the weather, and they can prepare and also expect the weathers and, you know, how much they will be able to know whether there are going to be rain or cloudy weather, or so they know what to do actually. So they have a because of these developed technologies to forecast the weather. So people actually now understand and do something before weather gets worse. As it is, actually, there is some kind of signs that or works that God has been done during the period. But people doesn't know the period that God is doing something for us. And Israelites actually didn't know what to do. I mean, they actually know that they didn't know that God is working for them. So Israelites actually were actually blinded to the Lord, so they finally denied Jesus Christ and crucified him. And because the thing is, they could not discern the face of the time, so that's why they actually was punished by God. So that's why I think that knowing the time is very important for born again Christians. Because it says here, we should know the time, and it says here, those who are awake knows the time where we are living right now. Jesus Christ will come like a thief, but and also those who are awakened will knows that when is the coming of the Jesus Christ, so he will not be punished by God, by him. And Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 7, it says, well, it says here, even the stork in the heavens knows her appointed times, and the turtle dove and swift and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But people, my people, do not know the judgment of the Lord. So, even animals know the right time to leave, but even people, even his people, do not know the right time for the Lord. And Jesus Christ also mentioned about the futures. Matthew chapter 24, it says here, he actually came up with the mountain of the olives, the parables of the mountains of olives. He says the disciples, it says here, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And he also answered, take heed that no one deceives you. So this Bible actually has been translated like 2400 languages. So it has been spread out all over the world and delivered to the all of the people. Well, this Mount of Olives actually indicates the Israelites, and Israelites actually has been firstly withered, and then it has been recovered. So as it is, you know, Israel nation has been recovered in 1954, and they are the core power making of the world, in the world, because everything is happening through the Israelites people. I mean, Jews, and if you take a look, the recovery of the nation, Israel nation, then you will be able to know that Jesus' coming is very close. It says also, when you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. That's what it says. So also there will be many, you know, the natural disasters will be happened in this world. And also there will be the famines and pestilences and all sorts in the various places. And I believe there are many people, 40,000 people are starved in this world. And this, you know, famine is getting worse, and earthquakes, you know, coming out more. It's about like, you know, 15,000 times of earthquakes happen in this world for a year. There will be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places. There will be many disasters, and people is getting more selfish, and also the humanity is collapsing. And people becoming like selfishness. And when it says here, it will be the end of the world when this gospel has been spread out, all this word, and also lastly, Israel is recovered, then that means that it's a signs of the end of this world. And Jesus Christ is saying that we should know that Jesus Christ's coming is getting near, and we should hear his steps, that he's stepping before the door. And if we don't know these all the things, then we will not be able to know that, you know, he's coming. And I believe that this period is the period that we live here. And I don't know why, the reason why, that everything's that all the signs that will be shown in this world to show the end of this world is the period that we live here. So we are living in the end of, and we are living the last period of this world, and we know that the time that Jesus Christ coming. I think it's a time we should wake out. Now, born again Christians should know the time that we should awake out of sleep. But this word is not for the unbelievers or those who are not born again Christians, but those who are born again Christians. This is actually telling those born again who are born again Christians. So he will not say anything to those who are dead to awake, but he's always saying those who are born again Christians. He's always saying awake and do not sleep to those born again Christians. Even we are saved, but he's always saying those who are still in the sleep of the flesh lost in this world. And we say them, we tell them that they are sleeping in the Lord. Born again, among the born again Christians, I believe there are many people who are sleeping. They're enjoying their life. They are not helpful to the Christian life, and they're living on their own. Those who are lazy toward the work of God, they're working very hard for themselves, but they're still indifferent to the work of God. And they're still, you know, having false thoughts. They're still dreaming. They'll still fall into this earthly things, and still, you know, they're wandering around the around in the thought of earthly things. I've seen, you know, many born again Christians are still like unbelievers. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Let's read together. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Those who are asleep, still born again Christians, but they're still lying down among the dead people. So that's why he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead. They are living like unbelievers. the dad here indicates those who are not born again Christians, because he's not saved eternally, spiritually. So they're all dead people according to the God, but born again Christians are those who were discerned among those who are dead. Now we are discerned as a living man by God. But it says here, they are sleeping with the dead people. They don't know where they are. They don't know what time right now. They don't know what to do for themselves. I've heard many things like this before. When they were in the battlefield and they could not sleep for many days, and then they were in the foxhole, and then they slept in the foxhole. They were in the deep sleep, and when he woke up and he found out himself that he was lying with the dead peoples. He has been slept with the dead peoples. They don't even know what time it is now, and they don't know what to do. Even though they were born again Christians, but if they are spiritually slipped, they don't know what time is the right time. They don't know that, you know, they don't know where they are. They don't know where they should live. They don't know what they should do. They don't know what to do in the right time according to God's will, because they're enjoying their life and they're seeking unrighteous things. You know, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. You know, the light is lightening your faces in the morning, and even if Christ is lightening you, and if you sleep in the dead, I don't think it is a good idea to do. So God is saying to you, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead. Saint Paul says he is still like a baby. Even though he is born again Christians, he is the one who has been living according to the earthly flesh. And he says he called those people are still baby among in the Lord, and the demons are singing sleeping songs for them, because they can hear the word from the God and they don't know what to do according to the God's will. So demons are actually singing for them to sleep. It's like, you know, Samson actually sleeping underneath of the thriller, the beautiful woman, and he was like, you know, sleeping deeply on her nap, and then this woman actually cut his hair, and the God's power has been left him, and he were actually she was actually in trouble after that, because she lost the power from God. And then So demons actually make people to make born again Christians sleep when this little baby try to awake, but demons actually try make him to sleep, just sleep some more. That's what God, demons actually tempt born again Christians, and also to Satan to try to make sleep for born again Christians never sleep. The workers of Satan never sleep. Second Peter says, you know, they will not sleep. Their works will not be ended. Their works are endless, so they do not sleep, but they make born again Christians sleep. So that's why many born again Christians, there are many born again Christians who are sleeping in the Lord, and I've seen many people who are sleeping and walking. Even, you know, born again Christians has been diseased with sleeping. Sleepwalks. You know, born again Christians actually attend well to the church, and they do praise very well. I've seen some people who are sleeping during the worship time. When I saw them, you know, I think he has been. When I see them, you know, I felt like, you know, they were tired because they had a hard work in delivering gospel, maybe. But I believe that they were not, because they probably, you know, have seen many, you know, comedies or maybe they spent night times with many friends. And then he lost that time to sleep, maybe, and then he came up to the church, and when he tried to listen to the Bible and he fall into sleep. I've seen many people like this. We call it mongyubong, but which is sleep workers. Even if they do services and they do delivering gospel, but they are still sleepwalkers. And also those people who just awake and then they sleep back. I try to awake him, but he says, "Well, no, I'm not sleeping." But after a while, he sleep back again. So it's like he several times, you know, do awake and sleep, awake and sleep, and rapidly. You know, when, you know, if there is you know, some kind of testimony of the brothers, then sometimes this guy, you know, wake up during the worship time, and then he try to make himself awaken. And when people heard the word of things that gives us lessons or like testimony, you know, when you see the brothers or sisters who work for the Lord, who works very hard for the Lord, then he will be able to awaken. But when this time passed, then he will go back to the sleep. During this, you know, winter retreat, maybe we should find out the things that we have something wrong to the Lord and repent all the things and turn a new leaf for the next new year. And when this kind of words is giving a impact on ourselves, then we try we will not be able to be asleep. Many people, you know, I've seen many people who are asleep and awake, you know, several times. And also I've seen many people who are awakened in a halfway. Sometimes I don't know whether he's awakened or asleep. He's in the middle of awakened, maybe. Sometimes I don't see him, that whether he's awakened or not. But he's not actually sleeping. So that's why born again Christians sleep. Well, sleeping is not the problem, but you know, so in the battlefield right now, we are having a kind of fight in the front line, and maybe they were all tensed, and they're heading their the rifles to the toward the enemies, and they're having what if these people, you know, get sleep? I mean, what if these people lost what to do? I don't know if you have heard, you know, in the battlefield, you know, he was actually went sleep and he lost his places, and the next day and then found out that his head was off. So if he So if you sleep deeply, then you will be lost. We born again Christians should live like a former deliverers. I'm telling you, we should awake out of sleep. Now it's time to awake in the Lord. It's time to awake, time to make yourself to be awakened in the Lord. You should not sleep in the Lord. Well, I'm telling you that I could only sleep like 2 hours because many people, you know, coming out, and also I prepared some. Also, I spent the time for the preaching, Sunday preachings. So that's why I did, you know, all the things together, and then I slept like, you know, 4 hours, and then I walk like, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning, and well, I believe, you know, sleeping. I believe, you know, it's okay to reduce your sleeping time, and if you sleep longer, then I think you'll be in trouble. I believe that we have many work to do. So we, if possible, I think we should reduce your sleeping hour and do something more for the world or brothers and sisters. So there should be not sleeping born again Christians. Now it's a time to awake, says here. You know the time of Jesus Christ is coming. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14 says, verse 7 it says, but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. Now, the end of all things is at hand, and therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers. The judgment day is coming, it's nearing. Now, we are living at the end of the world. And I believe that when Jesus Christ comes, then the world will be wrapped up. So the end of all these things is at hand. So we should be awakened, and we should be watchful in our life. If you take a look at Matthew chapter 25, says, then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegrooms. And now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. But the foolish actually were slipped, and wise were actually those who prepared for those bridegroom to meet. When the bridegroom came, and there were many people, and there were few people who were asleep and few people who are awakened. First, be awakened, and the bridegroom is coming near. That we are saying that, you know, Jesus Christ is coming, and that they are awakened. And do you think the bridegroom is coming right here and the virgins are sleeping for him? When this, you know, virgins actually do not look properly toward the bridegroom, you know, this actually virgins should look properly to the bridegroom, that to stand before him. Now we are the one who waiting for Jesus Christ, so we should awaken just like this rest of 5 wise virgins who are waiting for the bridegroom, and we should look properly toward him. So we should make him pleased when he saw us, when he see us. You know, if the bridegroom is very look handsome and virgins like, you know, just slept, just awakened and didn't even wash her faces, and you know, the hair is like all horses, and if she doesn't look properly, then bridegroom will, you know, run away from her. So we should check out ourselves whether we look properly or not. Psalm chapter 13 verse 3 says here, consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Enlighten my eyes, and lest I sleep the sleep of death. So, we were actually once being awakened, and if we sleep back of death, then we will not be able to see Him. So, we should always be awakened, because God is actually lightening you. When God comes out to you, and if you go sleep, then you will not be able to see Him. Psalm chapter 101, verse 2, says, I will behave wisely in the perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. So that's why we should behave wisely in a perfect way. When will you come to me? You know, we have to always prepare whenever Jesus comes to you. Now, in our time, I think in our current hour, current time, it's a time that whenever Jesus Christ can come. So we should prepare for Him, for His sudden appearances. Okay, let's go back to Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Romans chapter 13, verse 11. And do this knowing the time that now it is a high time to wake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. So when we firstly believed, our salvation came in. But our salvation is the meaning that the salvation that we will be saved in the futures. The salvation that we have been saved throughout the beliefs of Jesus Christ means that when you believe the crucifixion of Jesus Christ has been cleansed our sins, and when you receive that salvation, then you will be saved. And Jesus Christ always renew our life and our soul and our heart, and He always sanctify our heart and our life, and He try to make us perfect life. That's what we call living a salvation. Now, things that is we are making in our life is called living salvations. Romans chapter 8, verse 23 says here, and not only they, but we also, we who have a first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. So we are waiting for the redemption of our body. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 says here, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and who will transform our lowly body, that we may be conformed to His glorious body, according to the working by which He is able even to subdue all things to Himself. And this is kind of eternal salvations. Spiritual salvations. Spiritual salvation is when you get salvations, and your life will be transformed. And perfect salvations and perfect loveness, we are praising for this to the Lord. When we transformed our lowly body, that it may be conformed to His glorious body, according to the working by which He is able to even to subdue all these things to Himself. This is called spiritual salvations. Born again Christians who has been 10 years. Now also the salvations that they will receive will be nearing, and the things are actually getting near. And the day that we will see the Jesus Christ will be this year or next year or after next year, but I don't think we'd have a lot of time for this. And the salvation day is coming. Salvation day is nearing. So salvation day is actually when we see the Jesus Christ when He comes into this world. So this glorious time is coming. But if we are not still sleep, if we are not prepared for Him or sleeping, then I believe that it's not worthy of doing such a things. No, I'm asking you, do you really love this world, who treats you very badly? we should please that, you know, or we should worship, or we should seek for the time of Jesus Christ is coming, and I think that will give you eternal life to you. But this is this. Don't you get any thick of this life living in this world? Now we should awake, because the door is opening, and also the glorious prize is at hand. Sometimes I go abroad and some brothers, sisters, you know, gave me a ride, and I asked him, you know, oh, do you feel any tired? And, you know, actually, and then, you know, if they say, like, you know, I'm asking, you know, I'm a stranger when I go to abroad, and I try to, well, ask them to explain about what are those, but if this, you know, the guidance or those brothers who guide me went into sleep, then how can he explain me all these things about? And also when we enter the eternal kingdom, and are you going to sleep going forward? Are you just walking to the kingdom with sleeping? So when you go sleep and awake, and then you found out that you were sleeping in the heaven, I think that make you pretty much awkward in your Christian life. And I believe the time is flying very fast. When we go to a kingdom of heaven, we'll not be able to sleep, because there is no darkness. There's only day. So it is needless for us to sleep when you go to a kingdom of heaven, because you will not be get tired of your body. Here, when we live here, when you work of 8 hours, then you should sleep 8 hours here. But in the kingdom of heaven, those things are actually needless, because God will transform our body as a sanctification, and make us a Holy Spirit. So we don't have to sleep there. There is no darkness. When we enter into the heaven, we should be awakened, not sleeping. We actually wasted a lot of times that God has given us. Many days has been wasted. Still, we have many works to do for the Lord. And are you going to sleep again? So we should push ourselves working for God, not sleeping. Sometimes our heart has been taken by these earthly things, and sometimes we are awakened and sleeping, and we are, you know, doing these things as rapidly. You know, even, you know, the people of God are all sleeping, not only them, but also the born-again Christians, who's called the Jesus Christ, children of Jesus Christ, still, you know, stepping this, you know, earthly things, and still involved in this earthly things, and do not make up their mind to live on behalf of the Jesus Christ. And even they're not aware of they're part of the labor of Jesus Christ, and they don't know the time is very short, you know, then God cannot work with them. We don't have much time here. The time that God has allowed us is very short. What do you think about this? Have you ever done such a something that for the Jesus Christ? Have you ever make up your mind to do the work of God? Are you still planning to do such a thing slowly? If you have a hurt that you want to do on behalf of God, then you should start earlier. Because we are given very short time. And Bible says, you know, we should do earlier. Our salvation is nearer. So God is saying on the John, you know, always you should take the light as a servant who's waiting for their master. The master who is coming very late at night from the party, and then if this servant is sleeping while he is coming, then and when this master saw his servant is sleeping, then what will master will do for their servant? If this servant is awakened, waiting for this master coming late at night, then he will be blessed. So awaken is like, you know, you're not sleeping. You are doing something that you should do on behalf of God. So the born-again Christian, they called the people who are born-again Christians, they are very wise and hard workers for themselves. But if they are still no interest in the working of God and also showing some laziness toward the work of God, then that's what we call the people who are sleeping in the Lord. Okay, let's go to Romans chapter 13, verse 12. It says, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light." The darkness is not a permanent basis, actually. You know, just before the dawn, the darkness getting darkness is the more darker. But during those periods, I think it is the most sinful, you know, natures getting deep. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 says, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, and for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, and blasphemers, disobedient to parents, and unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of the good." You know, they are still having a form of godliness but denying its power. And they're full of those kind of people, you know. So it says here, "And from such people turn away. Before the Noah's Ark there were many sinful natures were fulfilled." Sinful nature were fulfilled. It was worthy of having judgment of God because of the sinful natures. But Noah actually was the righteous man before God. Noah was actually not involved in these sinful natures. But he was actually walking with God. When God judges this world at the end of the world, right now I've seen many sinful natures is still arising, and many unlovings, unforgivings, and you know, traitors and headstrongs and haughties, and well, Sodom and Gomorrah, the town actually were perished, and I think it is it's quite near from the area of Dead Sea, and still there are some, you know, there are still burning, because they were actually burned out, and still it's burning. The city is still burning. It is a place that, you know, perished by God because of their sinful natures. And that is kind of model that God will judge this world at the end of the world. We're still living in this darkness. But we are not the one who are involved in this world. We are discerned from this world. We are the children of God, because we are the light of sun. We are the sun of day. And the darkness getting deep, and sinful nature is rising. And until this dawn, ahead of this dawn, you know, the darkness is full of sinful nature, and we should discern from it. We should depart from it. Revelation chapter 22 verse 10 says, you know, time is nearing. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. Now, it says it's saying the end of the world, the unrighteous people will be judged by God. But those who are entering the kingdom of God, they should work worthy of God. There will be, you know, it's a separateness. So I'm asking you, born again Christians, you know, how long they're gonna sleep until the coming of Jesus Christ? God will, you know, judge this world with the fire, and what kind of people you people will be? You know, they should be all, you know, be sanctified and try to be the righteous man. And also seek for the kingdom of heaven and coming of Jesus Christ. And that's what, you know, born again Christians should do ahead of Jesus Christ's coming. So always be sanctified. Now darkness is getting short, and the light and the day is coming. So we should take off our armors and take on our armors and be prepared for the light. So still we are living in this darkness, so there should be the light, because we are still living in the darkness. I've seen some of the film named with the Son of Darkness. Those who are born again Christians, those who are not born again Christians, who are living in the sinful natures, are all Son of Darkness. They are all belong to darkness. Actually, demon is always working out in the darkness. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Let's read together. Verse 8 and 9. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the world. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Before we were saved, we were living in the darkness. Now we are the Son of Light after our salvations. God is the light, and we are the children of light. So we should walk as the children of light. There should be only trustworthy and goodness and the truth. The Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. But if we are living in the unrighteousness, that it would be the darkness. Okay, verse 11. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Those who are unfruitfully works of darkness are there are still feel shameful to expose things that they do secretly. So it says, for it is a shame for even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. The son of darkness will work out in the darkness and will go to eternal deaths. But children of light will live in the light and will go to a kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven, there is no sun, moons, and darkness. Now we should take off our darkness works, but rather we should work as children of light. Everything that we have done in the darkness, we should wash away, and now we should work in the light. Now we should take off all the things that we have done depart from Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 22. That you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Says here, put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust. I'm sorry. And also it says, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness. Now that means that we should live in the light. We should live in the light, and we should put away things that we do, put away the things that is belong to darkness. Now we should put off all the things that we have done in the darkness. Now we should wear the light of armor. You know, this armor actually protect the enemy's arrows and attacks. This protect from the attack from the enemies. Demon actually he's arrowing sinful arrows to us. So demon is actually shooting sinful arrow to us, and this armor. The armor actually protect these arrows from the demons. So we should wear this armor, trustworthy armor, to live according to His will. When we live righteously in the Lord, and Satan will not be able to corrupt you. Because Jesus Christ is always on the righteous man's side. Because He will guide you and He will protect you. So we should wear the light of armor. Let's go back to Romans chapter 13, verse 12. Romans chapter 13. Verse 13. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in the revelry and drunkenness, not in the licentiousness and lewdness, not in strife and envy. Those who put on armor of light and those who walk properly as in the day, we should be like this. There are many shameful things, many sinful things, and many unrighteous things that people do commit, and we are living with those people. But we are the one who are living in the day. They live improperly in the darkness, and when the day comes, then you should walk properly. And when there people comes, and we should try to look properly to the people as it is. We should always walk properly in the day, and not in the licentiousness and drunkenness, and not in a revelry. The revelry is like revelry is can be defined as like, you know, laying down and drink and do something, you know, improperly. But Christians always get tense, always be conscious of living like improper, you know, people. So born again Christians always have to be tensed. But revelry and also drunkenness, revelry and drunkenness is same word. So always do not be drunken, but rather receive the Holy Spirit. That's what it written in the John. But boy, even born again Christians still, you know, drink, you know, alcohols, and when they got drunk. And there are still many people who, you know, stop drinking. Saint Paul says to Timothy, and he says, he used this little of wines to purify, to remedy of your diseases. Well, you could be used your wines for the remedy of your disease, for the disease. But you know, you can take a few drops of wines to get recover of your disease. But if you drink a lot, I mean, if you drink like a fish, then he will be in the drunkenness, and he will not be able to set up his mind. You know, if you are drunken, then you will see other things, false things. I've seen many people who ruin themselves by drinking a lot. But even born again Christians still not stop drinking, and still, you know, if they are still drunken, I believe he will not be able to fulfill with the Holy Spirit. He is just saturated with the drinkings, and he will not be able to be saturated by the Holy Spirit. But if the drunkards actually saturated with the drunkenness, so he is actually doing according to drunkenness. It's a kind of a start point of rivalry. Let's go to our Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 21, verse 34. But take heed to yourself, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. Take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. This verse is actually given for the born again Christians. It's not given for those who are not born again Christians. I've seen I've heard that there are very few born again Christians who drink in secret. I hope you people to repent, and I hope you people to stop drinking. If you don't stop those kind of drinkings, you cannot live righteously for the Lord. I hope you people to stop drinking. Your hearts be weighted down with carousing and drunkenness and cares for this life. Your hearts will be hardened and weighted down. You know, born again Christians should live righteously toward God, and if they drink alcohol, then their hearts will be weighted down. Their hearts will be get hardened. They will not. This heart will not be able to figure out what God's work is. Even they're still sleeping in the darkness, but they speak very well. But they are flattery. They don't have any things that they are repentance. That they are repentance. You know, the mouse trap. Some people, you know, just put the bits on the mouse's trap to catch a mouse as a bait. And this mouse is this mother mouse actually warned his children that, you know, not to have that kind of bait on the mouse trap. But you know, this baby mouses, but still got some curious about it, and then just went into touch the bait. he was just if he was just touching, that would be fine. But you know, if he took it, then he would be trapped. As it is, you know, we should know that the demons always are putting this kind of traps in our life and tempt ourselves. Sometimes you can be tempted by the, you know, temptations. Maybe you feel like maybe touching will be alright for you, or eating. Touching is alright for you, but if you take it, then you will be trapped. So that's why we should set up our mind and not be drunken. Should not be drunken. You know, when I see some drunken people, drunkards, I've seen some of the people who are saturated with a woman. And I've seen some people who are still, you know, saturated with the money, or who are saturated with the money. Even born again Christians, you know, enjoying themselves, and they don't know what to do, and they are still enjoying their life with those things. So drunkenness and rivalry is a part of the darkness, and And Bible is asking you to put off all these things. And also immorality. Do not do the immorality and the shamefulness. In the last day, all people get drunken and just do according to their wills, and they live improperly. And the immorality things is sexual immorality thing is spreading out and diseasing people, and people are actually captive by those immorality things, and they ruin their Christian life. And many, you know, diseases, new diseases coming out, like, you know, SARS, and also the bird flu. Even if their body is ruined with this sexual immorality, but they don't know, actually, they don't feel that they should be set up their mind, and that their body is actually ruined by those sinful natures. Even their personality and their body is getting filthy and ruined. They don't know, you know, they what to do. The born again Christians always should be come clear with this, you know, marriages and also the man and woman's relationships, and we should be properly live for this, and we should. The married people, if they do commit sexual immorality, then he will ruin his life, and he will. That means that he will. His making a filthy on his body. So those unmarried persons should live righteously, and those who married should live properly as a wife and husband, and those both people should worship to God righteously so they can be blessed by God. They do not be So it says, you know, never do lewdness, and not in a strife and envy, and not in licentiousness. If we do all this, if we commit all these things, then you are actually inevitable to have judgment by God. Do not in strife and envy. Born again Christians. This is kind of the feasible things to happen among the born again Christians. They fight together and they envy against one another. These things all comes from the haughty mind, because haughty mind makes you to strive each one another. We should know how it is wicked things toward God. Never do envy, never do strife. Please never have a high-minded. Never be exalted by yourself. Always humble yourself, always respect for one another. We should forgive one another just as Jesus Christ has forgiven us. When you fight and envy one another, Yeah, it's a kind of work of demons. But Jesus Christ came here to give us a peace. And the Holy Spirit make us one unity and give us a peace. So, rivalry, drunkenness, and licentiousness, and lewdness, and strife, and envy, all the things that belong to darkness. We should live just as Jesus Christ has done. Just like Jesus Christ has committed. Just as Jesus Christ, who are very righteousness, and who are sanctified. We should live like this. We should live like Jesus Christ. Make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. We should live, when we live according to the God's will, then we will be out of this lust. So now we should work for the Lord. We should make provision for the Lord God. Whenever, so we could see Him, whenever He comes here, we should live properly. Whenever we see the Jesus Christ for the Lord, just like virgins who are waiting for, who is waiting for bridegroom, we should properly set ourselves. Properly, we should leave. We should wear the Lord Jesus Christ. We should put on the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what Jesus Christ is telling us at the end of the world. We should put on Lord Jesus Christ and walk properly as in the day. And in order to live worthy of God, then we should live. Read the Bibles. Last year, actually, we planned out to read the Bibles, 3 chapters in a day. If you haven't done this, please renew your plan and please keep doing this, you know. Read it every 3 chapters a day. If you have finished the 3 chapters, then you should go next. I'll move on to the next chapter. And if you have some more times, then, you know, you can read some more, then you can finish this Bibles in for a year. Even if you're born again Christian and never finished the Bibles, I think it's very shameful. Or if you just spend much of your hour with your TV, I think it's very wasteful. Just put your Bible with you, and always have to learn how we can conduct with God. And those who are keeping the law of God will be blessed, because the day is actually coming. And you should, like to read the Bibles and try to get together. If you don't have any, you know, appointment that is very necessary to have, we should try to get together, and we should learn how we can live in the light, and also we should learn how we can be properly walk. You know, there should be your debauch to listen, to do all the things properly toward Him. It's just as the 4 wheels are all necessary for the car, we should have all these 4 things together. First, word and prayer. You know, prayer is like communication between you and God. You know, if there is, you know, if son and father doesn't have any talks, I think it can't be, right? You cannot have that kind of silence between your son and father. So it's kind of a sign that communication between you and God. If you can't receive, that means you don't pray for it. There are many things we should pray for Him. please pray for him. So you can live according to the will, God's will. And also deliver gospel. The born-again Christian should deliver gospel to God. We should devote ourselves. We should sacrifice our times and our money and our havings and many things. There are many things we can sacrifice for the Lord of Jesus Christ. Things that we have, we should devote ourselves to the Lord with these things that we have. We should spend all the things for the Lord. Jesus Christ has been crucified on the cross and made us his friend. And if we, well, why we can't do the things just like he has done? Now we should all sacrifice your things that you have for delivering gospel to others. Israelites actually have their own ceremony year, and that year actually, during that year, the land, the price of the land will be leveled down, because they, it's kind of the year that they can, you know, provide their things to the God, or sacrifice to the God. Because during those ceremony year, you know, they sacrifice the Lord. So all the things that properties, including real estate and land and all the buildings and all the things, you know, prices goes lower. So as it, so it's like a Jerusalem. It's like a Jerusalem. When Jesus Christ is coming, then all the things that we have, a property's value will be devalued. So we should use these precious things that we have righteously for the Lord. If you have anything that you can do for the Lord, you should think about this, you know, until he comes here, because the value will be devalued, you know. Our property, the things that we have, will be devalued when Jesus Christ comes this world. If you use these things that you have for the Lord, then I think it is most precious things for us to do. So, I would like to ask your favor. Now the new year is standing out, and please, I hope you people to promise, you know, whether you have a lot of property or less properties, or sometimes, you know, people may think that, you know, this tenth will be the one of the law commandment. Actually, tenth was as actually the tenth is out of this law, because it has been started when law has been set up before the law was set up. So there's no word that written in the Bible that you should not do the tenth. Sometimes people think the tenth is one of the law, and I don't know, sometimes some people ask me, you know, it's kind of lawful things, you know, to do to conduct the tenth. But actually tenth was has been begun before the law has been set up. So, everything that has been given God is, everything that you have in your property is all given from God. So, tenth is like, you know, tenth means that everything that we have is given from the God. So, that stands for things that God has given to you, all the things. You know, the Bible, through the Bible, it says, you know, you should stack up your property and then just, well, sacrifice only one-tenth of your property to God. Then you will fulfill your property. I mean, you will increase your properties throughout the tenth. So not only tenth, but also ninth, you can provide him. Ninth of tens, you can provide it to Jesus Christ. So you can, you know, you don't have to fight for this, you know, because everything belongs to this world, is all belong to Jesus Christ. And mine is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is mine. So everything that belongs to this world is all belong to the Jesus Christ. So if we, you know, God knows what we need, and He always gives us the things that we need in the righteous time, in the right time. So let's map up a plan that, you know, we will read the chapters and every day, and also serve the tenses to the church, and also deliver gospel to the peoples, and please, you know, deliver gospel to peoples. Now, we worked very hardly for the delivering gospel, and then please do provide the you know, tenses to the people. Well, we don't actually do this kind of preaching for the tenses, but this is actually start point of New Year, so I'm telling you to do the tenses to the church. Well, there's a feast that we do, you know, preachings, and we actually need the money to, you know, raise our evangelists and also deliverers. Well, actually, evangelists has been studied out these things, you know. We actually train them, and we need the money, and we actually, evangelists did these things by themselves, firstly, without the money given from the church. But not only evangelists, but also we should all take part in this, you know, supporting stuff, supporting services. So born again Christians all should be the member of our works, that, you know, they should pay out, you know, this money to do the work of God. Without this money, we can do nothing, you know. Right now, I believe, you know, the amount came up to about 100 million of Korean won, and there are many, you know, it costs a lot for delivering gospel, and Holy Spirit always works for the sacrifice of the born again Christians. Without sacrifices, you know, born again Christians cannot do anything. So what can we devote ourselves to the Lord? What can we, you know, provide the services to the Lord? So I think it's a necessary thing that we should pay out to the church for the tenth. So I did some kind of preachings that, you know, people should pay out for the fees of winter retreats. And there came like about around 100 million Korean won. But I think it is the, I asked them 200 million, but 100 million would be, well, came out, but I think it's fine. That's okay for us, actually. And also the church in the overseas, we need you know, money to build up, you know, the churches in abroad. And if you have a money, then please pay that out, and please pour that out to the Lord, so we can spend it for the Lord to deliver gospel. And we are still, you know, getting, well, we're still having some contributions from the people for the Church of Russia, and some people, you know, pay out like, you know, 1 million and 10 million Korean won, and I believe some people who pay out for building up, you know, churches, and I believe it's very, you know, precious things, because their materials, their properties will be spent for the Lord. We are still building up, you know, churches in the China. I know that there are many born again Christians come up, but still lack of a place they can have worship. And I believe we have a few churches there, but still we'll build newly building up, you know, churches there. So now they are still looking for the land to build up the church, and I believe, like, you know, probably there will be like 1 billion Korean won will be needed to buy a church in China. And in Russia also, they're still in trouble, because I will do the Bible seminars next month, but I believe they're still in trouble because they don't have a church in Russia. Because Russia actually, they're still having kind of hard backdrops, and hard circumstances they're facing in Russia. And also we are supporting to Philippine church and Japan, and they're, you know, preaching gospel very hardly, and they're spending a lot of money there, and they are doing their best to deliver gospel. And also in Washington DC, you know, we are still building up the churches in Washington DC, and it's like we're building up the church in Chicago. It's like $100 million worthy of, and we actually signed a contract to build up the for the full building of the church in Chicago, and also Africa as well. In Tanzania, still there are people who are delivering gospel, and still we should support them out, you know. You know, I don't think it's a common sense that if we can do delivering gospel because of our lack of our properties. So please think that, you know, this year will be the last year for the people to deliver gospel. So the word and prayer and the delivering gospel and service, you know, born again Christians get together and love one another and do things for the Lord, and until we stand before the Lord, we should share our difficulties together, and then we should prepare, we should meet Jesus Christ when Jesus Christ comes this word. And do not, you know, just repent yourself or regret yourself, but now as you are aged up, your, you know, Christian life should be grown up as you get old. So I hope you people to, you know, have precious, you know, Christian life, always properly walk properly, and always put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and never go back to your darkness. Okay, let's pray together. Merciful our Father, now we are the living in the last day that you have planned out, but you called us and you saved us. You let us live in the lead of God, lead of you, and now we are living in the last day that you have planned. Now, please let us know how we have studied how what we should do before you come. And I believe that, you know, your coming is nearer and our salvation is coming close. We know that we are still awaiting for the glorious day. And please let us be stumbled, or please let us not be falling into earthly things, but rather please let us to work according to your wills, and also the work that you have given us, and please let us be used by you. And this year also, please take care of our people and household and all the things that we do here. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.